Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Miles. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Jamie. I was calling to inquire about your internet service.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Well, we're glad you called. So, with our internet service, we have two different packages currently available. We have the 1 gigabyte fiber internet, and then we also have the 2 gigabyte fiber internet. And with the 1 gigabyte fiber internet, that's going to be $79.99 a month. However, if you sign up for automatic billing or automatic draft from your bank account through using ACH debit, where you provide your routing number and your account number, then it'll only be $69.99 a month for the 1 gigabyte. Oh, you also have to sign up for paperless billing. But you would get the 1 gigabyte fiber internet for $69.99 a month, which is an awesome value. Or, however, there is also the 2 gigabyte fiber internet, and that one is $89.99 a month. But again, if you sign up for the auto draft from your bank account and then paperless billing, you can get that 2 gig fiber internet for only $79.99 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. I've looked around. In my experience in pricing out internet service providers, Archtop has been the best value that I've been
How
able
long
to find.
Been in, this place been in business?
I've
never heard of it.
Well, I am a relatively newer customer service representative for the company. So as far as, let me see though. However, I do know how to do research to see if I can find an answer to your question, but so far, I'm seeing so much information about the expansion of service and building out fiber.
I was just curious.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I apologize for not having a solid answer on exactly when the company was founded. But yeah, the company is still building out the fiber network. Now, we do have quite an extensive fiber network already in place, and that's being continued to be expanded. If you would really like to know more information about the fine details of how long the company's been in business, you could always reach out to the office during normal business hours, and I'm positive someone at the office could better answer that question.
Gotcha.
But I'm more here for helping people, like say if they want to sign up, if they want to ask if the service is available at their address, or if they're having
Let's try to see if we can get the service and the address.
Sure, sounds wonderful. And what is the address?
The address is Three Town Road.
Three Town Road. Okay, so if it's Three Town Road, what is the zip code?
12456.
Okay, let's see here. And let's see. There we are, Three Town Road, Mount Marion, New York. Okay. Their service is available at your location. Yes, ma'am. It was in service as of August 2nd. So is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and sign up for Archtop Internet service?
Sure.
Okay, let's see here. And did you want the 1 gig for $79.99 or the 2 gigs for
I'm going to do the 1 gig.
Here, the 1 gig, okay. So you just want to stick with the 1 gig, okay. And let's see here. Now, during the sign-up process, there is a question that asks if you would like any Wi-Fi extenders, depending upon the size of your home. Additional Wi-Fi extenders are $7.99 a month. However, if you would prefer, you could always wait until the technician comes out to your home to determine if he feels like you would need any Wi-Fi extenders.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I have a small home, so it should just be regular.
Yeah, if you have a small home, it's unlikely that you would need any Wi-Fi extenders whatsoever. And would you also like to add phone service for an additional $24.99?
No, I have the phone. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And let's see here. Okay, so we have that address is 3. That's the number 3, Town, T-O-W-N, Road, abbreviated R-D, Mount, M-O-U-N-T, Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, New York, abbreviated N-Y, zip code 12456. And do you rent or own the property?
Own.
Okay. And how are your current utility wires feeding your home? Would that be through the air, under the ground, or not sure?
My utilities, it's around the side of the house, I think.
And do you see those as cables that come from a pole on the street?
I think so, yeah.
So you would say they would be through the air?
I guess, if that's considered through the air.
Yes, ma'am. If the cables are in the air, from the pole in the air, and then they reach out.
They are. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Jamie, and it's J-A-I-M-E.
Okay, J-A-I-M, like Mary E. And your last name?
Tibbs, T-I-B-B-S.
Okay, T like Tom, I, B like boy, S like Sam. And your email address?
It's going to be J-A-I-M-E dot, but not Tibbs, it's going to be Gibbs with a G. At yahoo.com.
I have J-A-I-M-E dot G-I, B like boy, B like boy, S like Sam, at yahoo.com, Y-A-H-O-O dot C-O-M. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your best primary contact phone number?
845. 453-7853.
That was 845-453-7853.
Yes.
And would you like to provide a secondary phone number?
Yeah, I will, because that number that I gave you is my cell phone. I really don't have good service with the cell here, but it's more the phone that I would check my messages before the home phone. But I do want to put the home phone on there.
And what is that home phone number?
That is 845-217-5332.
845-217-5332. And how may we contact you? You can choose as many of these as you'd like. Phone, email, text message?
Phone. Let's do phone and text message.
And text. Okay, let's see here. Now, for the phone opt-in, it says, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
Okay, and then for text, it says that Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay? Okay, thank you. And let's see here. So we're signing up for the 1 gig fiber internet at $79.99 before any discount. Let's see here. And that's for 3 Town Road, Mount Marion, New York, 12456. You own the property, the cables are run through the air, and your billing address is the same as your service address. Okay, let's see here. Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. And let's see here. And I'm just waiting to receive a verification code so I can get into the credit check system. Okay, I've got that. Let me plug that in. Let's see here. Okay. And again, let's see, that was... The service address was 3 Town Road, and that was Mount Marion, New York. And then was the zip 12456?
Yes.
Okay. 12456. Okay. Let's see here. And then the first name was Jamie, J-I-M-E. And the last name was Tibbs, T-I-B-B-S. And what is your date of birth?
2/9/78.
Okay, thank you. And your driver license number?
My driver license number? I gotta get that.
Sure, take your time.
All right, it's 102-876-457.
Okay, and is that a New York driver license? And is that a New York driver license? If you can hear me, I cannot hear you. Did you possibly press the mute button on your phone?
Are you there?
Yes, now I can hear you. Is that a New York driver license? And again, you've cut out. I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes, is that a New York driver license? Hello, ma'am. I can hear the background noise. Is that a New York driver license? If you can hear me, are you able to get into an area with better reception? Hello, ma'am. Are you still with me? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and terminate the call, and then I'll give the caller a call back.